There were other and far smaller moons even out here, 20 million miles from Jupiter. But they were only flying mountains, a few dozen miles in diameter, and the ship would pass nowhere near any of them. Every few minutes, the radar transmitter would gather its strength and send out a silent thunderclap of power. No echoes of new satellites came pulsing back from the emptiness. What did come, with ever-growing intensity, was the roar of Jupiter's own radio voice. In 1955, just before the dawn of the space age, astronomers had been astonished to find that Jupiter was blasting out millions of horsepower on the 10-meter band. It was merely raw noise, associated with halos of charged particles circling the planet like the Van Allen belts of Earth, but on a far greater scale.